We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 27. The 31st. Part 2 of 3.
Go, go!
If you hadn't come, you didn't even know.
No problem. Like my sis and I found you.
Don't worry. You're safe now.
You were on the plane, right?
Yeah. Those shits are on the island, too.
Really? Hawaii.
Yeah, well, thank you for picking us up. How'd you know that we were there?
Hard to miss.
So who am I thanking? Got names?
Scratch.
Letch.
Well, that's cute. Yours I get. Scar and all, very on the nose. Yeah, sorry, bad taste. What about you, Letch?
I'm good with a pick.
Bet that comes in handy nowadays.
You have no idea.
I'm Kalani. My daughter Hannah.
Pippin.
What kind of a name is that?
The one my mother gave me.
Ouch.
Ow.
Hannah, baby, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just got scratched on the gate.
That's not so bad.
But it stings.
Rest of you have any injuries? Come in close contact with them?
And nothing here.
Same. We made sure we didn't get close.
What about weapons? You have anything left?
I gave Hannah my bat. Well, where...
I'm sorry. I dropped it when I was climbing over.
It's all right. We'll find something else. What do you guys have?
Ooh. That one's nice. I'll take one of those.
Just sit tight. We're almost there.
Dad?
Wait. What's going on?
He said, sit back and shut up. Or I'll show you what I'm good with.
Oh, shit.
I didn't think there could have been something more dangerous than what we left in Hawaii, but I was wrong. They ended up taking us back to an outdoor shopping center. They were in the middle of putting up several high scaffolds together in what I guess were lookouts. Several men, some still in orange jumpsuits, were working on boarding up everything outside, and more were being forced to help.
Hey, keep those planks close together. You want them to get in again or what?
All right.
Just do it.
This way.
They took us through a service entrance and then into a back workroom of one of the stores. There was very little light. The place stunk of generator exhaust and sweat.
In here.
Oh, hey. I just missed the boss man. He was wondering about... Wait. Who are they?
That plane you heard about on the radio? This is what's left.
Really? You three? All the way from where?
Hawaii.
Really? And are the things that...
They're there too.
Interesting. Okay, I'll write it down, but I think I'll need a bigger map. Go ahead, take a seat.
You said you needed someone special. I thought these might work.
Yes, they could, but are we safe to talk around them?
I don't see why not.
You sure? Because the last time I misspoke, the boss got mad and it wasn't pretty.
I said yes. Now get on with it. I have other things to do.
All right. All right. We have a special job, and it'd be much easier if you wanted to do it willingly. Interested?
So we're allowed to talk now?
Who the hell are you people?
The jumpsuits weren't a giveaway? They're fucking deadbeat convicts.
Oh, that's it.
No!
Wait. Don't hurt him. Please. Okay?
Easy, sis. Those things out there don't see us as any different, so why should you?
Mainly the way you've treated us so far.
All right. We promise to work on that.
What about those people outside being held at gunpoint? You gonna work on that too?
Someone's tough.
Well, feel lucky because you are in a better position than them.
You wanna get to it already?
Yeah. There's a group of people somewhere in this area. We know because we've seen a few of their convoys. That's the extent of it. And simply, we need to know more.
We don't know anything.
You're the only people we've seen here so far.
Exactly. So they won't recognize you.
I get it.
What?
Spy on them. That's what you're getting at.
However you want to label it.
And what's the point in that?
So, in exchange, you'll make it worth our while.
Yes.
Okay. I can do that. What do I do?
What did these people do to piss you all off?
Not exactly what they've done.
It's what they could be.
Like I said, no problem.
We would only need one of you, if you're up for it.
Sure.
Not him.
But he volunteered.
I want him.
Hey, you deaf? You already got Johnny English.
I don't want him.
Well, I'm not volunteering.
You don't have to. Dad!
Hannah! Shh. Hannah!
You. Sit down.
Let her go! Now!
You want to test me? You think I haven't done this before? Sit down. Latch, take her out of here. I think he's ready to listen.
All right. Come on.
No! Dad!
Hannah!
Dad!
Hannah!
No!
She doesn't shut up.
No,
shoot
Dad!
Her!
Dad! Dad!
Let her go!
Say another word. Do it.
You don't have to do that.
You bitch. If you so much as fucking touch her.
I'm not going to. So long as you do exactly what I say. Understand? Understand?
I get it.
He's all yours.
Here's a list of ways you can contact us. We have a variety of radios and frequencies that we monitor. Whatever you find, you can get a hold of us on it. Memorize it.
Why can't he just write it down?
You! Hush!
We can't give you anything you wouldn't have on you when you landed.
Contact us once they take you in.
We need to get him moving. The longer we wait, the more holes he'll have in his story. That landing needs to be fresh.
We lose you. You run off. You fuck up. You can only guess what we'll do to her.
All right, come on. I'll take you down to the loading dock.
So, what about me?
What about you?
That was the last time I saw my girl. Soon after, they dumped me off outside the airport. Apparently, the convoy they were watching wasn't far off. The convoy came by right on time.
My team picked him up outside one of the hotels by the airport. Sean was leading the group.
Until that moment, I had no idea who these people were. They didn't tell me much, and I guess I preferred it that way. The first one I met was Sean, a massive hulk of a guy, hard to miss. He checked out the plane. Then he said everyone new needs to get blindfolded and took me back. I didn't think anything of it. Short ride in the back of their SUV, and I was in. It wasn't difficult.
Do Keep walking forward.
You mind giving me a hand here, Sean? It's hard to walk with this on.
All right.
This him?
This is Kalani Gray.
Can I take this off now?
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Sean says you're a pilot. Not a very good one. Said you crashed into the runway.
Hardly. You didn't see it. A bad pilot wouldn't be standing here.
That part's true. I saw the plane. It was a mess.
That part? What do you mean, that part?
He was by himself?
Yep.
What the hell are you getting at?
You're lucky we even brought you back here.
Lucky?
Have a seat. This might be a short stay.
Oh, come on.
Don't argue.
He was cool with me staying.
Well, he's not in charge. Now sit. You better not move. Sean, in here. Any sign of the other convoy?
None.
Damn it.
I know. Did we lose more?
We're down to 30 now.
Well, so only 3 more? That's not bad.
Only? That's 10%. We don't have room to lose. What'd you find on your run?
It was a good trip. Samantha and Duncan are unloading what we found at the reserve base.
And?
No one was there, but someone left the armory open. A bunch of rifles and a little bit of ammo still inside. We grabbed everything that they left.
It was you who took that?
What does it matter?
I'm just glad the Maulers didn't. It was mostly guns, but there was some 5.56 boxes left. So you still have them.
You want me to continue?
Hold on, you got them or not?
Yes, but we're talking about something else.
Please, continue.
Then don't interrupt me.
Bunch of rifles and a little bit of ammo still inside. We grabbed everything that they left.
We have more guns and ammo than people now. If we're found...
They won't.
All they have to do is pick up one of the deserters, and it's all over.
You think they'd turn on you?
They left us, didn't they? I don't think they think twice about it.
If they find us, we'll stop them. Come here.
Now's not the time. There's too much work to get done.
You keep doing this and you're gonna break down again. Just worried about you.
Thank you. But now we have to figure out what to do with Mr. 31 over here.
So we're keeping him? I wasn't sure what you'd say.
We keep him inside. Limited access and an extra eye on him. He's a pilot. That's big. I don't have one of those.
No, you don't, do you? And who would be keeping this eye on him? Between everything you have on your list to get done, there's not a person available.
There's you. I can rearrange your schedule so you stay near him.
I thought you'd say that.
Duncan's working on some new gates for the basement. He might be able to use some help.
Yeah, I'm sure that guy's all ready for heavy lifting and welding.
He's not fit, and I doubt he has any skills. Then we dump him. He's already at risk. Or...
Or what?
Or we could tell everyone exactly who he claims to be. He's a pilot. Might help keep people here if they think we might have a way out.
And if he made up the whole thing?
Wouldn't be our lie.
If you say so.
We'll see what he does. Play it by ear.
Oh, you might want to send Randy and the other techies out to the waterworks soon. We lost pressure this morning. Luckily, it came back.
They're busy right now, but I'll send when I can. Just make sure the reserves are topped off.
The Queen has granted you permission to stay.
Isn't that wonderful? Don't I have to kiss the ring or something?
Sean's going to get you started downstairs in the basement.
You're on concrete detail with me.
Seriously?
This way. Time to work off those extra pounds.
Am I doing this because you think I'm fat, or because we have real work to do?
How about a little of both?
Why do you need more concrete? You have walls of it already.
There are a few other areas downstairs that need the extra work.
Don't waste time, do you?
CJ doesn't let us.
CJ, huh?
Yep.
Sean!
Hey.
You have any other whites you want to get washed?
No, you have all mine.
What about you, new guy?
Oh, it's Kalani and only one I'm wearing.
You should wait till after he's done. He's going to get a little dirty.
That's great. You do realize I've been up for like 27 hours and I've flown 2 airplanes?
And we go till you can't.
Oh, God.
Wow, what a complainer.
Now tell me about it. Come on.
What about her? Who's that?
That? Are you keeping tabs?
I won't be the new guy forever. I just want to know.
You hope you're not the new guy forever. And that was Samantha.
Samantha, huh?
Oh, if that's the reason you want to know, I should warn you, she's got a kid.
That wasn't the reason. But thanks.
Stay close.
This place is crazy.
Now, don't get lost. There's a lot of hallways.
I see what you mean. What is that room? You got generators?
This way.
A lot of barrels in that room. What's those?
You don't need to worry about everything down here. There's a lot of things. Lots of holes, too, and we're here to patch them up.
So something can get in right now?
No, we're just making what we have in place better.
Oh.
Duncan, where are we at?
Well, definitely at better days, but going well.
I know, but this needs to get done.
Hey, you don't need to tell me that. I've been here since 6.
Kalani here's gonna start mixing a new batch, aren't you, Kalani?
Yeah, sure.
We mix over here, but be sparing with the water.
Half an hour later, I was passed out in the corner. It was a rough 3 days I was there. I don't think I've ever worked so hard in all my life. But I wasn't the only one. Everyone did. They had so much stockpiled, organized, and planned. I have to admit, it was awesome. But as great as it was, Hannah was in the back of my mind the entire time. So much here and so much already in place, I understood why the prisoners wanted to find this so badly. It was hard for me. With every new face I met, I had to bury it behind the idea of what would happen to my girl if I strayed. It took a little time, but by the 3rd day, things had started to become lax, and soon I was without a shadow. So much time had passed already, I knew I had to contact them and let them know an update. Otherwise, well, there wouldn't be an otherwise. I knew I had to find a way.
Hey, where are you going?
Who, me?
No one else in the hall, is there?
I guess not.
Where's Sean?
I'm not exactly sure.
Isn't he supposed to be with you?
I think my leash has been extended. I guess they trust me.
Well, that's good for you.
Pretty soon, they'll start letting me see daylight.
Don't count on it.
Why?
CJ only lets a few outside anymore, after the whole convoy thing.
Convoy thing?
Yeah, you know. You don't know? Well, a few days ago, one of our convoys left. Had like 15 people or something. Never came back. Like, we're talking our best guys here. One of them was SWAT.
No kidding.
CJ's always been hesitant about letting people out. Hell, my daughter's been indoors the whole time we've been here. Now this, we're stuck.
Why are they so paranoid?
I don't know. Doesn't make sense to me. I know what's out there, but they act as if we wouldn't have a chance on our own.
Thank you.
For what?
For being the first person not to treat me like I have the plague.
Oh, shucks.
You know, you have hair just like my wife.
Oh, you're married.
Late wife. Very late wife.
Nice recovery, but still not interested.
Why does everyone assume that?
You have no idea how many people are hooking up here. You'd think it was the end of the world.
Samantha, you done with Watch? I wasn't ready to go in yet.
I was just checking on him. I saw him wandering the halls alone.
Saw?
The whole place is rigged with cameras.
What?
They told you that, right?
No.
Yeah, I was on duty, but now it's him. Well, in like 15.
CJ wouldn't be happy if I told her you left the room.
So, don't tell her. It's okay. Go get in there if you're so worried.
Well then, I will. You owe me.
So, what are you up to now?
Who, me? What haven't I been doing? I just got done looking bags of rice into a 208. I'm beat, but I'm done. Now I can rest.
Lucky. I still have 2 hours of laundry detail upstairs. Good luck.
Nice meeting you again. Hope to see you again soon.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, we'd meet again. But not like I would have hoped to. At the time, I'd been walking to my room where I was staying with two others, but I decided to take the very long way. Really, I wanted to see this monitor room no one told me about. Well, someone had mentioned it before, but I didn't tell her that. So I peeked into where Duncan was and noticed a set of radios. I decided that's how I was going to get hold of them. Finally. I would just have to wait for the right time.
What happened next? I only have pieces. I have the video of the hallway where I know Duncan went into our camera room. And the video of that man thing in the suit I showed you coming in the front door. We had a system where you could be buzzed in and unlock the entrance. Duncan let it in. I'm guessing on accident. The moment the door was open, it let out a horrible scream. And then... so many followed.
Sean, what happened?
They're inside. We have to get out of here.
Where are the guns?
They're locked up.
Where?
On the other side of where we are.
Ah, brilliant.
Have you seen CJ?
No.
Damn it. Just get to one of the fire escapes. Don't worry about the guns.
All right.
Where are you going?
I have to go get something.
Hurry!
Hey, hey, are you listening? Are you listening? It's Kalani. It's Kalani. It's Kalani. Anybody listening?
What happened? What's going on?
They're done. Those things are inside. Everyone's dying.
Where?
I don't know exactly. I couldn't find out.
You what?
You wanted me to tell you what I know. I'm telling you. They are done.
Sorry. That is not enough.
No, no. I did what you asked. What do you want from me? What the fuck do you want from me?
You'll find a way.
What's that supposed to mean?
You better start running.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive.
Have a theory on what might happen next? Talk about it with thousands of other fans on the forum at forum.zombiepodcast.com.
Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Elisa Elliott, Tammy Klein,
Shirley Jordan, Otto Sterk, Julia Kelly,
Jay Olegario,
Kevin Flood, Constance Parn, Richard Tatum,
Michael Ray Clark, Jenna McCombie,
Mike McGill,
Rebecca Roberts, and Bob Bergen as Skittles. I'm Michael Swan.
Music intro by Brother Dan.
Written and directed by Casey Wayland.
Zombie intern Eric Wargo. Line producer Simone Nepper. Script supervisor Danny Wayland. Produced by Casey Wayland and Grayson Stone. We're Alive. The serial audio drama was created by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com.
This has been a Wayland production.